It's a female-centric event featuring 46 bands, original music, and we always pick a charity that serves women. And so this year the beneficiary is Making Strides Against Breast Cancer through the American Cancer Society.
46 bands. Was it was it difficult getting performers to donate their time?
This event is so special that I put a post up and tagged a bunch of people who had played it before and just kind of put a call out to the community. And I think it took me 2 days to have it booked because this is such a special event to the local ladies. They really want to be a part of this. So it booked itself pretty much.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
There will be a free sampler night on Thursday the 24th. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I wanted first of all to kind of spread the love around and not be tied to just one venue because we have so many great venues here and I wanted to utilize as many of them as possible. So on Thursday we're going to be in Over the Rhine. We'll be at Japs, Motor, The Drinkery, and Neons. And in keeping with how they kind of do business down there, they don't typically charge a cover. So we wanted to honor that, and I've worked it out with the venues that they are actually just going to make a straight donation to the American Cancer Society in exchange for the music that night. So it'll be really fun, and all those venues are close together so people can, you know, have the schedule and wander around and just get a really great taste of what Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky has to offer musically, and it's pretty fantastic.
And it's a great exchange. They get the music, and you get the donations, and the people get the music for free. You've got a really special venue on Friday, the Southgate House Revival in Newport.
Absolutely. And when we very first started doing One More Girl on a Stage, we did it at the old Southgate House. So I'm really happy to be bringing it back to their new location, which is just really fantastic. And the lineup on Friday includes Jesse Thomas, who is from Northern Kentucky originally, but Jesse has since moved off to L.A. and has been opening for John Mayer and all this. And it's just a testament to how special this is. She's flying in from L.A. to play this event, and she will be at the Southgate House Revival. She plays it 10 o'clock in the sanctuary that night. So that's just going to be off the charts that night. I'm really, really excited.
Right here in our own backyard.
Yeah.
It's a 3-day festival. What's the cost? I know there are weekend passes available.
There are. Thursday's obviously free. The one night at Southgate House is a $15 cover, and then we're wrapping it up at York Street Cafe on Saturday, and that's a $10 cover. So you can get a $20 weekend pass that'll save you a little bit of money, and that is, you know, $20 and covers the Southgate House Revival on Friday and the York Street performance on Saturday.
You can find out how to get more information about the One More Girl on a Stage Festival to benefit the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kelly Thomas, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Matt.